everyone. Joining us now, the man we used to call the best of all time because he was. He hated it, but that's what we call him, Jan Stenerud. Jan, good to see you.
Larry, it's nice to see you. Real pleasure.
Jan, as it turns out, I think you played four of your, 19 seasons in the NFL? Played four of them here in Green Bay. Anything in particular stand out about that period of your career?
Yes, quite a few things. I didn't know what to expect because it was cold and it was not ideal for kicking. The footing wasn't very good. The ball, they didn't keep them warm in those days. It was not easy to kick. I do remember that. But the experience of being here, football is so important in Green Bay, and I'm telling people forever, or as long as I have a chance to express this, if you played in the NFL and if you've not been in Green Bay, you have really missed out. I am convinced that it's the greatest experience for a player is to be in Green Bay.
Well, Jan, there are a couple things I remember that really stand out about your time here. And one was, and you were well on in your career when you came here.
I was in my 14th year.
Yeah. One thing was you were a tremendously hard worker. These stadium stairs we see behind us, I mean, Jan would go out there on his own when guys were doing the blocking and tackling stuff, running those. And the other part was that you were, and excuse if this is some kind of insult, but for a specialist for a kicker, you were one of the guys. And I think that's because people respected you, not only for your performance and your track record and your career, but also for your work ethic.
But you were very kind to accept me like that. I see some of the young kickers now seem like they work out in some other field. Of course, you only had one field to practice on, so you could hang around the guys, I suppose. But running the stadium steps, I've always done that. That's how I got involved in football to begin with. The skiers, I had a ski scholarship in college at Montana.
Ski jumping.
Ski jumping and cross country. But ski jumping, that was what I loved to do.
So. Well, while you're mentioning it, now, kicking a last-second field goal has got to pale in comparison pressure-wise to being at the top of that thing and looking down.
Larry, it's hard to believe, but that training as a ski jumper, there's no question that it helped me concentrate kicking field goals, because when you stand on the top of that ramp and the wind is blowing a little bit and a big hill, it gets your attention. So that actually was good training as far as concentration is concerned. But anyway, I couldn't do blocking and tackling, so I tried to stay in shape a little bit. But I always ran the stadium steps. The skiers had done that for 100 years. I yet ran them every day at Montana State. The stadium wasn't very big, so I had to run quite a few times, but I enjoyed that.
Talking about the stadium steps, now, when you're going to college, you'd be running them, and you notice the football team, because you told a story once, the football team spring practicing, and you'd watch them kick, and you had played soccer and growing up, and as a matter of fact, we're a good soccer player, and you thought, there's a better way to do that. And could you kind of pick it up and how you got into football?
So one day, the kicker on the team was down the field. And I went down, I had met him, and I kicked a few with a toe like he did, like Don Chandler, of course, kicked there. And I kicked a few with a toe, and I noticed I kicked the ball further than he did. But then I asked, can you kick with the side of your foot like you take a penalty kick or a corner kick in soccer? And he said, yes, you can. There's a guy for the Buffalo Bills. His name is Pete Gogolak. He kicks with the side of his foot. So I kicked a few more, and it actually went even further, went better. So the word got back to the football coach. And so a few weeks later, they were working out in the stadium. I was running the stadium steps. I'd forgotten all about the incident. And I hear this big booming voice says, hey, skier, get your butt down here. I think he used another word, some kind of word. Get down the field. Here you can kick. So I lined up. They got some football shoes on, put the ball in the tee. I never had put a ball in the tee before. And I was nervous. All this big football players standing around, I knew it was going to be kind of a failure anyway. They were laughing. And sure enough, I took about a 7-8 yard steps. I didn't know how many steps to take. The kick from the 40-yard line then to the goalpost, 70 yards away. Little breeze behind me. I topped it. It went like a squib kick, dribbled downfield. And the guys were laughing. I thought it was a good break in practice. So the coach asked one more time. So I realized I had to lean the ball a little bit different on the tee. The next one went high, end over end, as the announcers used to say, through the goalpost 70 yards away from the kickoff. And it got quiet. And Sweeney says, can you do that again? And I did it three times in a row, and these big football players, they start cheering. And Larry, honestly, there was a Friday afternoon. The coach patted me on the shoulder, and he said, hey, kid, what are you doing tomorrow afternoon? And the first thing that went through my mind, now this is 50 years ago nearly, America is the land of opportunity. If you are prepared in this country, anything can happen. That was the first thing that went through my mind. The next day, I stood. I wasn't eligible. They wanted me to get used to the pregame warm-up and the crowds, and I ski jumped in front of 80,000 people. Montana State Pack Stadium was 8,000. But nevertheless, after the game, of course, I had figured out where the helmet would go and the shoulder pads was okay, but now the hip pads I hadn't seen before. So I thought that the protection that was needed the most, instead of the tailbone, was in front. So afterwards, one of the teammates, Bob Sender, said, "Guys, come over here, look at this." My hip pads had been on backwards the whole time. So I didn't use hip pads any longer.